Good morning. It is Thursday, February 2nd. It is 6 minutes after 11, and you're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. So today is Thursday, and it has been for a couple months now. There's the mentorship program with our beloved producer, Kevin, where Rob and Kevin go out and maybe have a libation or two, and they discuss life. Well, today I was invited to join. But after
Don't
this,
screw it up.
After this next
Big
story,
pressure.
After this next story, Rob, I don't know if I want to go. 600 reports of violent acts tied to Indianapolis bars, clubs, and events have happened since the year 2016. It includes 202 incidents, including gunfire, 37 rapes and sexual assaults, and 20 stabbings.
So Tony Cook over at Indy Star had an expose on violence at bars in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And this is a lot of what I thought this was interesting. This article came out today or yesterday because we have Abdul announcing that he's running for mayor of Indianapolis.
Yeah,
today.
Probably just turned in his paperwork about 7 minutes ago.
Yeah. And so this expose, it's really, really well done piece by Tony Cook. It goes into how, you know, who's to blame for this, why it's happening, how the state doesn't have great enforcement laws, how local the cops are really powerless for things happening in the bars to kind of shut much of that down. And really it goes to the broader conversation here is you could pass this law or that law. And a lot of it is there's special interests that are fighting and the state legislature's not going to act because they're beholden to special interests. That happens in everything. Really what the broader theme here is that needs to be discussed is the culture of the city, because this has been an issue for a very long time. And obviously, if we're talking about since 2016, which is the numbers you're talking about, it dovetails mm-hmm. with when Joe Hogsett was elected mayor of the city of Indianapolis. And Joe Hogsett has failed spectacularly when it comes to crime and violence. Take out the riots. He's still been a disaster on crime and violence in the city. And if he gets elected to 4 more years, it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse because he is unwilling to solve the problem.
And that's one thing that I told Abdul. I said, hey, listen, I am one of your constituents. I live in Indianapolis. I have the ability to vote for you or not vote for you when I happen to co-host a highly rated talk show.
Yeah.
So pay attention to me and what right. I'm saying, because if you want to represent me, you have to get a handle on this.
And you know, we talk about this article with Indy Star and where the bar scene is in Indianapolis. And look, I am like Tom Brady. I have retired from that. And it was not a phony retirement. I hung it up mm-hmm. and I am out of that phase of my existence where at night mm-hmm. where you go out and do the things, mm-hmm. right? I had an MVP career. I think if there were a drinking hall of fame, I would be getting strong consideration, but I'm out of that equation. So we're not talking about this. I'm not talking about this for me. You're much the same way. But if you're someone Kevin's age, mm-hmm. because I will say this with a great deal of pride, Kevin's 27. I was in my drinking prime when I was Kevin's age. I mean, I was putting up Tom Brady-esque numbers mm-hmm. year in and year out. But I also didn't fear going to Broad Ripple. I didn't fear coming to downtown. And yes, there was violence, but you at least knew in certain areas mm-hmm. you could maneuver. Mm-hmm. Now, did you want to go down a dark alleyway in Broad Ripple at 3 a.m.? No, that's stupid. Did you want to go same thing here in Indianapolis? No, that's stupid. But you knew you could safely, as long as you kept your wits about you, maneuver and not risk getting shot or mugged because there was a strong law enforcement and law presence mm-hmm. in the area. It would suck to be him right now, because anywhere you go in this city, if you indeed choose to go in the city, which the capital city should be the social scene, you have to make a judgment call about 10 a.m. Do I want to risk it?
Is it worth it?
And that sucks for yeah. young people.
Well, and you know what? Because Indianapolis is such a walkable city and things are so close and it's beautiful, that's one of the reasons that all these sporting events come here. But if you're in the position where you're, I don't know, should we go out or not, because of crime and the violence, that's not good. So a couple weeks ago, I met up with a friend, and she lives in Muncie.
Yeah.
And we were talking about where we're going to go and hook up. And she was like, I'm not coming downtown. So we ended up meeting in Fishers. Last weekend, met up with some friends again, and we got on the conversation about cigar smoking. And I said, oh, you ever go down to Nikki Blaine's downtown? And the fella said to me, no. Nobody goes downtown anymore. When you want to smoke a cigar, you go to Blend, which is in Fishers.
Yeah.
And his point was, people aren't hanging out in downtown anymore because of this violence.
And one of the things you've seen, Casey, is, and you just touched on a great point, which is because of the city's unwillingness to get crime under control and violence under control, the suburbs, like places like Carmel and Fishers. Now, in Brownsburg, we just put a warehouse in every corner. So you, there's nothing social to do in Brownsburg or any reason to stay there. But in places like Carmel and Fishers, and to some extent Zionsville, though it's a little different, they have created communities by which there is enough social things to do that you don't need to seek out, like it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago when I was doing it, where it was all Broad Ripple or downtown if you wanted to engage in a social scene. Carmel's fine now. Fishers is fine now. Zionsville is fine now. And I think the city's really, even if they get violence under control, going to struggle to ever reclaim what it once had, because you've given it away.
Yeah, exactly.